Good morning, everyone. Amitofo. It seems that people are kind of sleepy today. Last week, we talked about this, the verse that says, in Bodhi, nothing is attained, yet the five eyes are purified and the three bodies understood and finished. And today, we are going to move on to the next verse, which is, in Prajna, nothing is known, yet the six powers circulate and the four wisdoms unfold. So all these phrases that's talking about nothing to attain, nothing is known, and there's non-practice, non-action. This is not the view of cessation or nihilism. Nihilism. It's not that way. It only means that initially there is an object for you to be to attain, and now there is no longer that object to be attained.
就是有德啊，那有包括下面的有知、有德有知，或是有住啊，那我们的心自己就被限制到一个小对象去了啊。
When there's something to be obtained or to abide in or to do, that only means the mind has been restricted already to a fixed object.
那只有就是你没有对象的啊，那你的德知还有住哈，那个行才能够是什么？我们叫无眼无界，是吧？
So it's only when there's no longer this object, this you're not operating with a dualistic mind, you're not constricted to something to be known, to be obtained, or to abide in.
所以这边的无知，通常我们的知一定是有对象的知，那这边的无知是你的心不要，我们说有能所的知。
So over here we're talking about nothing is known, and usually we're trying to know something, but here we're talking about not operating with a dualistic mind, and there isn't one particular object to be known.
如果你有对象的知，第一个你要从就是无量无边的对象当中，你是。 选择一个对象，然后针对这个对象，你又必须要去借助你过去的经验，来认知。所以，一个是眼前的对象就限制住了，然后你透过你的经验，又变你的经验限制住了。
So if there's any particular object to be known, that means, first of all, among the myriads of phenomena in front of you, you have to already be selecting a subset of these phenomena to be cognized and to be known. So that's one level. You're already restricting your understanding, your awareness to a small subset of phenomena. And also, to be able to know something, you need to have a memory of it. You need to be able to know it. So you also have to go into your memories and select the appropriate memory to attach to whatever you are seeing at the moment. So you are being restricted on two different levels, a small subset in the present moment that you are paying attention to, as well as reaching in for one particular memory to attach the awareness with.
所以大概就是无知，大概就是往外你没有去选择对象的啊，那往内没有连接你 过去的经验这样的知、啊、
So in order to practice, nothing is known. First of all, externally in the present moment, you are not picking and choosing any particular object, a small set of stimuli or phenomena to be aware of. That's one. And also another level is there isn't any particular memory that you are connecting to.
如果这样我们就是禅修就是什么无所言的知、啊、
So in Chan practice, that means there isn't anything that we can grasp onto. There isn't any particular phenomenon that we grasp onto, and that's the kind of non-knowing that we are supposed to strive for.
或是 无相的知、啊、
Or also it's an awareness without any one particular phenomenon.
那我们在末招有什么不对言什么而造不什么不出世而知、啊、
And when we practice silent illumination, there's this very famous phrase that's called it's known without perceiving things, it illuminates without cognizing the object. So that's the state that it's trying to describe.
所以禅宗的祖师曾经讲过什么他说知这个字啦知这个字哈众妙之门、啊、那另外一个禅师就讲说知这个字众惑之门一个是妙很微妙一个是什么你造惑的那个什么闯惑的那一个的一个门那怎么讲呢、
So in the past some Chan patriarchs have said the word to know something or to be aware of somethingOne patriarch said it's the gate to all wonders, to all wondrous things. Yet another patriarch said it's the gate to all sins or to all misfortunes and obstacles.
如果是什么这一个假如你这个知是没有能守的知是无所言的知、啊、那就相当于我们叫什么真空什么妙有那假设你这个知是有能所的有对象的那就限制了所以就是我们就是造业受报就是受苦了、哦、
So if when we talk about this word to know or to be aware of something if you know something without a dualistic mind you're not operating with a dualistic mode in that case all wonders wereAll wondrous things will appear in true emptiness. But yet at the same time, if you are operating with a dualistic mind, then to know something, it will become a lot of obstacles for you.
所以这一个，当你回到这个无能所的知上，就回到你的本性啊、哦，你的真心。那么真心其实它就是。就有无穷的妙用那这个六通四智都是真心的功能、啊、
So to know something without being dualistic without a dualistic mind you actually can access all sorts of wondrous functions of the mind and what we're talking about here the six powers and the four wisdoms these are all functions of the mind
六通大概大家都知道什么天眼通天耳他心还有什么神足还有什么宿命还有什么肉尽、啊、
So you are probably you probably already know what the six powers are it's the power of heavenly eye heavenly ears hearing the power of knowing other people's thoughtthe power of knowing past lives and the power to travel anywhere you like and also exhausting all obstacles and retributions
这个六通、天眼就是你可以看得什么很远很细那甚至可以看未来不然应该也可以看 过去的可是过去通常我们就把它拉到叫做宿命
So having heavenly eyes or the power of heavenly eyes means that you're able to see very far or very near, very grand or very fine, very small, minute. Also, it means you have the power to see into the future or into the past. And usually when you see into the past, we categorize it as another power of knowing one's past.
那为什么没有天眼呢？因为我们恍惚都是用眼根在看东西，那用眼根一定是有一个心跟有一个被看的什么对象，所以你就受到那个眼睛的限制。那如果你不再用能所，这个是有能所的，有心跟物。那假设没有能所的话，那这个你就不受眼睛的限制了啊。
And why is it that we don't have this power of heavenly eye? That's because usually when we're seeing things, we're using our eye faculty. And that involves the mind to be aware and also an object to be seen. And by having the mind as well as an object, your mind is already restricted to a small subset of phenomenon instead of being able to see everything at once.
也就是说，你不透过眼睛去看的东西，也不是透过身体去感觉的啊，另外也不是透过你的心念去觉知的。这东西，因为不是用能所的方式，自然你这种能看的能力就不是停留在这个层次，自然你看眼看近，然后。看未来，那就是这个所有的东西都是没有离开什么，离开我们的真心，那自然你就可以展现这种能力。
So if we depart from the habit of seeing with the eye or feeling, having sensations through the physical body, or to know something, to be aware of something using our thought, the conscious.That, in another word, if we depart from operating with the dualistic mind, then naturally we will be able to be aware of all sorts of phenomena and not be restricted to the physical body.
通常在原始佛教讲，就是你要证什么四禅，那才能够开发这个四禅是开发五通啊。六通那个什么若尽通必须要用佛法的这个无常无我的道理才能够开花啊。那基本上这个通是从四禅开花。
Usually, according to the Theravada school, you have to first attain the fourth dhyana state to be able to have access to the five powers, not even six powers. The sixth power, which is exhausting all vexations, that one you can only attain by thoroughly penetrating and having an understanding of impermanence and no self.
那这个其实，在南传的就是四禅以后，然后你再晃掉这种境界，就能够进入涅槃啊。那我们现在讲的般若无知，相当于就是你进入涅槃以后所产生的什么这些种种功能。
So, in Theravada school, it's only after you have entered the fourth dhyana state, and then you let go of all of it, that immediately you can enter the state of nirvana. And over here, we're talking about in prajna, nothing is known. That is exactly what we're talking about, where you let go of everything and.And then you obtain the wisdom.
那你有若尽通，在开花的其他五通，跟没有若尽通而开花的五通是不太一样的哈。一个是有我的，一个是无我的哈。
After you have attained the power of exhausting all vexations, and then.Being able to obtain the five powers, having that last one versus not having the last one there's a significant difference between the two. Having the first five powers without the last one, you still have the sense of self.
那一个就是什么，有时候我们叫他们叫做什么明啊，六通三明啊，就是有时候他们叫智啊，就是我们叫做什么他心通，那他们叫做什么好像是他心智，通跟智不太一样，通一个是会把比如说我读你的心，那我把你内心的念头当成你，那这个是通，可是我读你的念头，我知道这个念头里面没有你，那这个是智。
There's another phrase that's usually connected with the six powers. It's called the three illumination and the six powers. The phrases tend to appear together. And the three illumination is also called the three wisdoms. So let's take the power of knowing someone's mind as an example. There's a difference of the power versus wisdom of knowing other people's mind. Having the power of knowing other people's mind means that you can read other people's thought and you take that thought as that person. Again, still operating with a dualistic mind. But if you have the wisdom of knowing other people's mind, it means that you can read their thought, yet you don't take the thought as that person.
那在这两个，就是这五个里面有两个其实很重要的通啊，或是智啊。就是会牵涉到佛教的因缘因果的正确性啊。
Among these six powers, there are two particularly important ones that's related to the concept of karma in Buddhism.
比如说我常会讲说，哎呀，比如说释迦族啊，就是被琉璃族是什么杀掉嘛啊。那个目犍连就用他的钵，是不是要救这些释迦族，结果那个钵里面的那个释迦族都变成什么血水，对不对？救不了。那佛陀就会讲说，哇，往昔哈，为什么救不了，他就会讲了一堆堆什么往昔的一些故事啊。
As related to past lives, there's a story in the sutra where the Shakyamuni tribe at the end was about to be extinguished, killed by another tribe of Lapi Lazuli tribe. And so Shariputra, 舍利弗吗？目犍连。
目犍连。
So one of the great disciples of the Buddha, 目犍连, he used his bowl and put all these 500 relatives or families from the Shakyamuni tribe into the bowl and tried to save them that way. But at the end of it, when he looked back into the bowl, all the 500 people has actually turned into water and blood. And so he went to the Buddha, and Buddha tried to explain why this is the case by giving him a lot of stories and telling him everything that had happened in the past that's leading to the result that is today's result.
好，这个是就是从你现在的现象来知道说你为什么会这个样子，那是从过去的一些业力因缘因果，然后你变成现在这个样子啊。那这个就是从宿命通来看到这个因果因缘的关系。
So based on what's happening in the present moment and you link it to everything that had happened in the past, that's the Buddha exercising the power of or the wisdom of knowing the past to illustrateand to explain all the cause and effect that leads to today's consequence.
还有就是佛陀就是又在讲未来啊，昨天这几天看的，我看能不能讲得清楚一点啊，就是有一个夫人，然后她怀孕的，那佛陀说这个人啊未来就是会什么，然后会很有会带来很多财富，然后他会什么 会出家会证果这样子。那外道另外一个婆罗门外道，就是听了以后，他们那这个外道他本身也懂得那个什么这个天文地理，就跟他算，没有错哈，他真的就是会带来财富。但是外道为了要什么让佛陀所说的不准哈，所以就跟他家人讲了说没有错啊，根据这个是他会什么，他会带来财富哦，但是什么出家正果的这个是错的啊。他说这个人是魔啊，结果就建议哈，就是说要把这个妈妈哈，要把她弄死，否则话你这个到时候你会什么会灾祸一堆了。
So, and also the power of seeing into the future. There's a story in the sutra where a woman had become pregnant, and the Buddha used his power to see into the future to tell this person, to tell this woman that, oh, the baby you're carrying will become very wealthy in the future, very successful. And also, furthermore, this person will be able to attain proper understanding and reach enlightenment. And there's another Brahmin, someone from the outer path, trying to prove that the Buddha is wrong. So he used his power of divination to also look into this baby's future and say, yes, indeed, this person will become very successful and very wealthy. But I don't think your prediction of this person becoming enlightened will come true. In fact, this baby, instead of becoming a saint and an enlightened person, the baby will become a demon. So we have to prevent that, and we have to first kill the mother. And the Brahmin proposed this in order to prove that the Buddha is wrong.
So he killed her mother, and then he threw her into the grave. 就准备把他们烧掉了啊，那就有一个，好像一个外道就听了说，看看说，到底佛陀讲的准不准呢？结果妈妈就死掉了嘛，妈妈死掉，他们就准备用火把它烧。结果他们那些人讲说，啊，佛陀你讲的不准了，你看他这个妈妈就死掉了啊，那怎么他还会什么生下来，还会什么正果啊？结果他们就去。就是要去烧那一个，那佛陀说没问题哈、啊，妈妈已经死掉了啊，佛陀说没问题，然后准备去跟他烧，就在烧的时候，这一个佛陀说里面那个婴儿哈、啊、没有死哈、啊，里面就把他抱出来啊，那佛陀叫那一个叫他们那一些弟子去抱啊，他们刚开始有一点什么怕怕的、啊，因为火啊。就因为他们很相信火，就进去在火堆正在把妈妈的尸体正在烧的时候，就把那个小孩子抱出来，结果小孩子就是什么，就是活着，就烧不死的，而且去抱的人也什么，也就是没事啊，所以就把它起名叫做火生童子啊，就是那是从火生下来的童子，那真的这个人真的就是什么，没有多久就证阿罗汉了啊。
So in order to prove that the Buddha is wrong, so the Brahmin actually proposed to burn the woman, and the Buddha said, okay, that's fine, go ahead. And so the Brahmin actually killed the woman and tried to burn her, took her to the graveyard and about to burn her. And at this time people are wondering, so Buddha, what you said is not true, the mother is already dead, so the baby must be dead. So as the fire was raging, burning up the corpse, the Buddha actually said, well, the baby is still alive. Now go into the fire and fetch the baby. And his disciples at first was a little apprehensive because, well, the fire is burning. But because they trust Buddha's words, so they actually went into the burning fire, and lo and behold, the baby is actually alive. So they brought out the baby. And because the baby was... retrieved amidst the fire, so they named the baby the child who's born in the fire, who came out of the fire, and actually very soon this child had became enlightened and attained arhatship.
这个里面就是其实佛陀还要讲到说为什么他烧不死，因为他过去好像就是 修这个什么火光上面或什么三昧的啊，大概佛陀也知道说他来的时候这一生大概就是外道会把他弄死啊，但是他就是弄不死的啊。
And in this whole process, the Buddha had also explained why this boy cannot be burned by fire, because this person in his past life had practiced the fire samadhi, so no matter what people do, using fire will not kill him.
那这里面就是你透过宿命通哦，知道过去的因缘，那来预测现前，或者来说明现前为什么会这个样子，那又透过天眼通来预测说未来会发生什么事啊？那这里面对有一些人来讲是可以什么可以修的，可是假设这个人，假设你把他就是过去是曾经修什么什么什么，认为那是他，那当他这一世再继续修，那变成阿罗汉以后，那接下来这些因缘业报的这些现象突然间什么就断的，那这个人跑到哪里去了？
So these are stories that illustrated the powers of a heavenly eye and the power of seeing to the past. So seeing to the past, you can explain all the leading causes that eventually bring to the results, today's result, and also making predictions into the future. So these are powers that people can try to cultivate even without the most ultimate understanding of wisdom. But if you merely try to cultivate these power and you say, look into the past of all these past karma, retribution, these are all phenomenons. And if you follow a person's past to the present life and suddenly this person have accumulated enough and became arhat, then suddenly all these momentums of these past phenomenons of karma and cause and effects seem to have suddenly stopped. So what would that mean to you, to someone who has merely tried to cultivate the power of heavenly eye, yet without trying to reach the understanding of no self and non-permanence?
所以在佛陀时代曾经有一个叫做乞婆啊，那他是能够知道就是说众生就是死了以后他投胎到哪里去，那只要敲这个人的什么骷髅啊，敲三下就能够知道这个人投胎到哪里去。有一次就是他又碰到佛陀，佛陀就说你现在敲敲看前面这一个骷髅这个人跑到哪里去了，就他怎么敲都什么看不到他去哪里了那佛陀说这个人正什么阿罗汉。
In Buddha's time, there was a person whose name is Qipo, and he's able to see into people's future and tell you where the person will be going after death. And he can do that very simply by knocking on the skull of the dead person three knocks, and then immediately he would know where that person will go. So one day he came to the Buddha and the Buddha said, why won't you try knocking on the skull of this dead body in front of us? And so he tried knocking and he still doesn't know where this person will go in next life. And the Buddha said, the reason why you can't tell, you don't know, is because this person has already attained arhatship.
所以就是在就是原始佛教有讲说什么有造业什么没有造业者，然后有受报没有什么受报者。
So in Theravada school of thought, there's a saying that there is karma but there isn't anyone that creates karma, there is retribution but there isn't anyone that's receiving the retribution.
就是你因为曾经造了业，所以现在有一个什么有一个业报的身体啊，你造业的时候也有一个什么造业的什么现象，但是就是没有人在里头，那你现在 受了报，这是一个业报身，有业报身，但就是没有一个人在里面。
So, what does this phrase mean? It means that you have committed some actions creating karma, and there is the phenomenon of karma being created, of things happening, and the result of it is now you have this karmic body, a body, a retribution body. And in the process, you're also reaping the fruit of whatever you have created. So there's also the phenomenon of some receiving the retribution of past actions. But at the same time, there still isn't a person amidst of all these phenomena.
因为我们把就是造业的现象，还有把受果报的这个业报的身体当成我，所以我们会继续什么造业，因为你认为那是我，所以继续造业。那假设你看穿了，知道这些业报里面没有我，不再执取这些这个我们叫做五蕴的身体为我，那你这些果报什么就会停下来。当你停下来以后，这些果报就什么不再什么相续。那对于那些把果报现象当成人的人，他就看不到什么，看不到他跑到哪里去了。就像所有的波浪全部什么停下来，结果他要找波浪，结果发觉也找不到，对不对？可是水还在不在？在，因为你平常就是把波浪当成什么，当成人，对不对？
And it's only because that we take all those karmic actions and retributions, those phenomena as the self, as well as mistakenly take our physical body, which is a result of our karmic actions, we take this physical body as a self as well. That is why we are still continuously creating all these karma and still get stuck in this cyclical cycle. But once you are able to see through and know that those karmic phenomena, the actions, the phenomenon, the process and the result of it, none of it contains the self, then you have become enlightened, and all of a sudden these karmic consequences and momentum will be halted at once. And so when you encounter someone with that kind of understanding, if it's someone who has long been practicing the power of heavenly eye, trying to see people's future, if they themselves don't have the proper understanding and they are still taking phenomena as a self, when they encounter someone that's enlightened and who has seen, penetrated the truth, they will be at lost. It's just as if when someone has understood impermanence and not taking phenomena as a self, they are just like the ocean. The waves on the ocean has ceased and there's no more waves. But is the ocean still there? The ocean is still there. But for someone from an observer's point of view who is still chasing the waves, they will no longer be able to find any more waves. They won't be able to find anything. And they are still not able to see that the body of an ocean is still there, even though the waves have ceased.
所以我们有一些人去什么我们自己没有宿命通嘛，就给人家催眠嘛，催一催你的宿命就跑出来了，可能就化解说，哎呀，我的这个什么，我的这个大嫂什么，为什么对我这么不好？结果你化解可能是清朝或是什么明朝的时候，因为她是你的丫鬟，你是欺负她，所以现在她什么，她看到你就什么，就对你不友善啊。那你可能这样的催眠就不错，就说好，那就是甘愿受果报，那就没事了啊。
So, it's not easy to encounter someone who can see past lives. So, some people have decided to undergo hypnotism, to get hypnotized and to see their past lives. And so some people may be wondering, oh, why is it my sister-in-law is so mean to me? Oh, let me look into the past lives through hypnotism. And oh, I can finally see that, oh, maybe back in Qing Dynasty or in Ming Dynasty, my sister-in-law actually had been mind-maimed. And I wasn't very good to her back then, so that's why this lifetime she is trying to get back at me, and so she isn't nice to me. You know, seeing a past like that is actually not so bad, because now you understand some of the phenomena that's happening at the present moment. And if you're willing to accept it and just deal with it and just try to let the consequences take its course, then in that case, it's not so bad either.
但是如果说你一催眠，结果你现在你的老婆是以前你的祖母，那怎么办？
But if you get hypnotized and then you suddenly realize that your wife, your present wife, had been your grandma in your past life, then what would you do? What could you do?
之前我们也有一个菩萨啊，东初有个菩萨，他常常看到他妈妈是一匹马啊，所以自从他看到以后，他就对他妈妈就什么，不再那么亲了。
So there used to be a volunteer here at the Chan Center who.saw quite a few times that her mother is a horse. And after seeing that, the vision or what you call it, after seeing that, this person, this volunteer no longer feels so close with his mother.
所以我知道有些人说催眠哦，催到某个程度哦，哦，他本来是要什么借着催眠让自己什么更健康啊，结果什么通过催眠以后更什么跟情绪更什么更无法去控制啊，啊结果那一个有些人只会催啊，不会什么不会补啊，就让医生把这次开了以后发觉是没办法医的，但也没有把它哄起来啊。
So I've known people who want to get hypnotized, and their initial purpose was to become healthier, to deal with some of the aches and pains in this present life. But what happened is some of them, after being hypnotized, instead of feeling healed and getting better, they actually become even more irritable and emotionally unstable. And actually, those people who can hypnotize other people, those people, some of them may have the ability to hypnotize you, but they don't have the ability to heal you or to bring everything to a closure. Just like a surgeon who's able to open you up, but not able to sew you back up. So it becomes very problematic.
但是如果你懂了，就是这些现象里面不是我没有我在里面，那你。其实你看到什么，你的太太前世是你的妈妈、阿妈也都没什么关系。为什么？这心中的妈妈什么？不是妈妈吗
？Yet if you are able to see that these are merely phenomena and there's no intrinsic self contained within these phenomena, then it's okay no matter what you see. So even if you see your wife, this present life wife.Was your grandma in the past, it was still okay, because remember what we've been talking about, that the mother in your mind is not your real mother.
当然这还要加上一个叫做什么，心中的各种感觉不是你。
We also have to add another phrase to this, that no matter what you feel, the emotions or feelings in your mind, those are not you either.
因为当你知道这个原则，那假设你不是实修啊，那你想到某一件事情的时候，通常，不只是人物，你难以接受的人物出现了，他还会什么出现你难以什么难以超越的某一种什么感受，所以这时候不只是现在的妈妈不是妈妈，然后你产生了种种的感觉也什么也不是你，所以你要不要？要不要把那个感觉再转化为什么平静？也不需要。
So we have to add that because oftentimes when the phenomenon or the image of a person arises in our head, oftentimes it can be accompanied by some strong emotion. So that's why we need to know that not only the mother that arises from the mind is not the real mom. Also, the emotions that you experience attached to this phenomenon, this image, is also not yourself either. So knowing this principle and able to practice it, there's no longer any need. When you have strong negative emotions, you don't need to transform that into peace and comfort either, because feelings are not the self either.
所以这里面大概就是有，也不只是心中的妈妈，包括外在的色相的妈妈，还有你心中产生的种种感觉，还有你心中产生种种的念头，这全部都什么？都是现象，没有我，没有你，没有他在里面。那应用这样的方式，那你就不会被这些什么现象什么迷惑。
So we need to apply this principle, no matter what comes up, whether it's the image or the memory of the mother in our own head, or the actual physical mother that's outside, or any of our thoughts or any of our emotions. We need to remember that these are all just phenomenon. They are not, there's no intrinsic self, there's no I, there's no you, and there's no other in it. So there's no need to transform them. These are just merely phenomenon.
如果你要能够这样懂得这个三样啊，其实三样就是什么色印、受印、什么响印，里面都没有我。先弄这个，那一样这样的看，你去往过去看你的什么，你的过去式，或者再往现在往未来看，你会发生什么灾难，甚至会被杀，那有没有关系？因为这东西现象有，但是什么，所讲说什么因缘有什么。自信空有没有？里面不是我，因为这是什么？被看能看的那个从来就是什么？就是不生不灭的，有没有？能看的能知的那颗心从来就是不生不灭的。那只有你把现象当成我，那才会觉得说啊，我不行的。你不行的是你是把这种不行的感觉当成什么？当成你嘛。
So, we need to.Really try to penetrate that the form is no self, it's just a phenomenon. Perception is just a phenomenon. And even our thoughts or consciousness is just a phenomenon. So once you truly understood this, even if you're able to see into the future and then you see that there's going to be a big disaster pending or that you're going to get killed, are you still going to be afraid at all? No, because you will know that these are all merely phenomena. There's no intrinsic self in any of these. And Shifu has said in the past that there is cause and conditions. So cause and conditions do exist, but the true self, the true nature is empty. So by knowing these,you will no longer be apprehended. Even if you encounter a very difficult situation, you feel that, oh, I can't do this anymore, you would be okay with it and know that there's really no sense of self and the feelings of not able to carry on is also just a phenomenon.
所以应用这个原则，有时候我们现在在看那个电视的报道，或是电，就是什么，报纸上的报道啊，比如说有一些很恐怖的什么的画面出来啊，那我们也会什么这样什么，就是跟着吓了一跳，或是说就是这个什么这个心情扭成一团，对不对？那以前我们就会就是什么，其实它是真的还是假的，画面是假的，那这一个现象是应该讲说画面有没有，有，你说揪成一团有没有，也有，可是揪成一团是你还是被你感知的。
And you have to remember that the mind that's being aware of all these phenomena, the mind itself, it doesn't arise and it doesn't cease. It's always there. It doesn't change. Similarly, I think we all have this experience of watching something from the news and we're seeing something really gruesome or very, you know, just unpleasant on the TV. And usually when we see that kind of image, we will be irked by it or feel very uncomfortable.Inside. And now if you apply the understanding that we're trying to cultivate here, then you'll see that, yes, the visual image is there, And there's also the that you have these feelings of feeling uncomfortable about after seeing that image. But these are the image and the feelings are all phenomena. The mind that's perceiving all these phenomena itself doesn't change.
所以有些人不敢看，但是我现在就用这种原则啊，就是看鬼还看什么？那你也不用去压制你的什么，你那种揪成一团的感觉，就是你这样看，这样他要有什么身心反应，这样让他什么起来，唯一就是问说，那是我吗？
So, some people feel they don't want to watch, they don't dare, they're too afraid to watch those images. So, these days, that's what I'm trying to practice, that no matter what I see, or it could even be ghost or whatever, and I can still have these reactions of feeling uncomfortable or feeling just uncomfortable or fearful of seeing these images. But I don't repress it either. Instead, I know that these are phenomenon, and I question myself, is this me? Is the phenomenon me? Is there any self in this?
后来这一部分好像就跟以前的不太一样，以前就是什么，看到以后让我全身放松，可是有时候他比你强的时候，你放不松。那这个部分是不是要放松，是紧张的时候，你原先是认为是我，那你就会相续。那如果看到他不是我，就相续也没关系。
So this is something different that I'm doing right now. It's different from what I used to do in the past. In the past, when I see something that makes me scared or nervous, I then try to relax. But it doesn't always work very well because if that image or the ghost or whatever is much stronger than I am, then I cannot go into the mode of relaxation at all. But these days, when that happens, I try to identify and know that, oh, it's merely a phenomenon. My emotions are just phenomena. There's no self in it. So I don't try to push it away. I don't try to relax. I just identify and know that within the phenomenon, there's no self. And even if the phenomenon of fear or agitation continues on, it's okay because there's no self in the phenomenon.
这个里面就是下面所讲的红四字啊，就是我们基本上看到外面的东西，我们说有用眼睛看叫做什么眼视，是不是？耳朵叫做什么耳视，鼻子鼻视，然后什么舌视、身视、意视，还有什么？什么第七识的什么莫那识，第八识的什么阿赖耶识，那这个识基本上都是有能所的。
So over here, the end of this verse says, the four wisdoms unfold. This is related to our eight consciousness. Usually we interact with the world through our conscious, the eye conscious, the nose, the ear conscious, the tongue conscious, and the physical body conscious. And then there's also the consciousness, the thought consciousness. And then there's also the sixth consciousness, the seventh consciousness, as well as the eighth consciousness.
那假设你这一个八识是有能所的，你不再去什么相信这种有能所的模式，我们叫做什么回光返照，或是什么不触视而知，能够完全就是从有能所的变成什么能所的完全停掉了以后，那个八识就会转为四种智慧。
And usually when we're using these eight conscious, it's operating with the mode of a dualistic mind. There's a subject and there's an object.But if you're able to stop that and stop operating with a non-dualistic mind, then the eight conscious will be turned into four wisdoms.
那你的，比如说你的前五识，眼识、耳识、鼻识、舌识、身识，转为什么智？成所作智啊。
The first five conscious,the eye, ears, nose, tongue, and body, those get turned into cognition without with unrestricted activity.
然后第六个意识转为什么？妙观察什么？妙观察智。
And the sixth consciousness get turned into the wisdom of wondrous observation, observing.
那第七世的莫那是转为什么？平等性智啊。
And the seventh mana conscious get turned into the wisdom of equality in nature.
那第八世转为什么？大圆净智啊，其实大圆净智跟成所作智是一样的东西啊。
And finally, the eighth conscious, the Alaya conscious, get turned into great mirror cognition or wisdom, which is actually the same as wisdom or cognition with unrestricted activities.
那我们讲说什么？哎，五八什么国上言，六七什么因中转啊？
上缘，
就是在成佛的时候才圆满，就是说，就是第五世跟第八世要成佛的时候才什么，就成佛的果位的时候才圆满。那第六世跟第七世，在我们这个因地，在我们现前先转化，先转，所以在因什么，在因地的时候转，就转转化，六七世转化为什么平等性质跟什么。妙观察智。
So there's also a saying that the fifth and eighth consciousness, it will only become completed and perfect. It will only become complete and perfect once you have attained the complete enlightenment, become a Buddha. Whereas the sixth and seventh consciousness, while we are still in this life in the state of dealing with the different causes and conditions, it's already being transformed.
Amitabha, 那这个这我们常听哦，那在实际上我们在应用的时候，可能那个是从第七世的平等性质要下手。那所谓平等性质就是什么？你我们就要平等的对待一切，那也就是要什么好的不喜欢，什么坏的不讨厌。还有什么？我没有想要这个，也没有想要不做那一个，这很重要。因为你想要做这一个，那不想要做那一个，那会不会有能所？有，你就把你所感知的现象切割为二。
So we hear these two phrases often.But in terms of actual practice, we have to start out by obtaining the wisdom of equality, nature, equanimity to everything. And in other words, it means that 喜欢的不
就是
喜欢的
没有想要做的，没有不想做的。喜欢的不要想要做啦，那讨厌的不要想不做。
In other words, you don't try to go after the things that you like, and the things that you don't like, you don't try to push it away or try to not do it either.
所以你要修平等性智哈，那叫你来做义工你就来，叫你不要做你就说为什么不让我做。
So how do you practice this equanimity? Sometimes when you are a volunteer and when they ask you to come to volunteer, you come, and when they tell you that, oh, you don't need to come anymore, you then ask why? Why don't they want me to come anymore?
我们在楼上听经的时候都听懂，也都愿意哈。啊，实际上在跟人家互动的时候就不管这一些了。
It seems that we have understood this principle of practicing equanimity and equality when we're sitting here listening to a Dharma talk, but when we are actually interacting with other people, we seem to have forgotten it all.
我们日常生活当中随顺喜欢讨厌的多不多？
In our everyday life, do we usually just chase after or follow whatever we like and feel comfortable about?
就是电视如果 出现一个就是广告，你会不会很欢喜心的听它？
While you're watching a TV show and there's now a commercial, are you going to be happy seeing the commercial?
就没有平等了嘛，你怎么修平等性质？
You're probably going to be a big disgruntled seeing a commercial. In that case, there's no equanimity at all.
因为你在看的时候就有能手的，所以你有能手就会有什么有喜欢跟讨厌。所以为什么平等性质其实不是那么难，而是你一直什么你是违背平等性质的，叫你需要不平等制。
Because when you like something or dislike something, there's already the dualistic mind of subject and object. And when you do that, there will be these emotions that you follow. So actually, to practice equanimity and equality, it's not that hard, except that in our daily life, we have been operating going against it all these years.
啊，同样的，我就是我在这边讲经，我讲的烂，讲的好，你都欢喜充满，才能够什么？跟平等心智相应。
Similarly, you're sitting here listening to my talk, and whether I'm a good speaker or maybe the talk is very lousy, if you accept it equally, then you will be in fact corresponding to the wisdom of equanimity.
如果你要提早离开，不是因为听不下去离开，而是有其他的事要让你离开。
So if you are leaving early, it must be you have other things that you have to attend to. It's not because that you cannot listen to the talk any longer, right?
那如果你听得很棒，人家叫你离开，你不离开，又什么？又不平等了。
Or if you think the lecture is so great, then you want to continue to listen to the talk, and at that time someone call you and say you have to leave, and you don't want to leave.If that's the case, then again, you are not going in accordance to the wisdom of equanimity.
所以这个你懂这个原则，其实你们可以记住这个，就是什么，没有想要什么，没有不想要什么。你依照这个原则，其实慢慢它会把那个能所慢慢是简化掉。
So in order to practice this, if you can follow the principle that there isn't anything particular that you want, nor is there anything particular that youdon't want. If you keep following that and practice this way, then gradually your practice will correspond with the wisdom of equanimity and equality.
What's the reason?是没有电的、啊、
有可能平等，可是同时还有能所吗？
通常如果你没有能所的话，一定平等。
Usually, if there's no non-dualistic mind, then everything is naturally all equal and universal. 我现在。
那我们实际上我们在日常生活当中，往往是你平等就不反应，叫平等；一反应就什么，你又把以前那种东西好啊坏都又你啊我又跑出来了。
你说在日常生活中的时候怎么样？刚刚
就是假设你很多人平等就是不管事就是平等，那只要一跟事情互动 好坏对错又跑出来了。
Usually in our daily life, we can easily practice equanimity when we don't deal with anything at all. But once you have to take care of something or deal with some issues in life, then equanimity gets abandoned and put to the side way.
所以可能就要用那个禅师的一句话，叫做什么？就是有一个禅师问说，这个身罗万象啊。一时出现在你面前，你怎么办啊？那他就讲说什么，红的花，哎，不是黄的花，哈，就这样子。哎、
So, perhaps to understand this a little bit better, we can borrow the words of a Chan master. Someone had asked this Chan master, "Of all the myriad wonders that appear in front of your eyes, what do you do?" And the Chan master said.A red flower is not yellow.
也就是说，你对外在的现象，还是可以分得清清楚楚的啊。但是你不会是自己说里面有我有，就是有世俗有好坏，但是没有喜欢跟讨厌。
So, in other words, it means that you are still very lucid and clear about all the phenomena that's appearing in front of you, but you don't grasp onto, you don't like or dislike any one particular thing. Objectively, there may be good or bad, but you don't like or dislike any of it.
就像师父讲的，人家送他一颗葡萄，他说好吃，那第二天就送一箱来，对不对？那师父说，干嘛？师父你不是讲好吃吗？师父说，我说好吃，我也没有说我什么，我喜欢吃，对不对？这也表示说什么，就是世俗讲说，这个好吃，他知道从世俗的标准来，他知道这个世俗叫做好吃，可是他什么没有喜欢跟什么讨厌。
We can also illustrate this by 师父's example, where someone had given Shifu a bunch of grapes, and he ate one and said, delicious. And the next day, that person gave him a whole bushel of grapes. And Shifu said, why are you doing this? And that person asked, didn't you say it's delicious? And Shifu said, yeah, I say it's delicious, but I didn't say I like it. So this shows that from the worldly perspective, Shifu knows that the grape is delicious, but he doesn't follow on with that phenomenon, and there's actually no liking or disliking of the phenomenon.
还有像就是，做牙齿咬到舌头，对不对？咬了一年还是什么，也闪嘛，但是不会生气嘛，对不对
？So, there's another example where sometimes we can accidentally bite our own tongue.And this can happen frequently, and it happens for the whole year, for the matter of fact, but you don't get mad at your teeth, do you?
所以说如果你懂了这个道理，就是你所看到的东西就是你一个什么大身体啊，就是那你假设把这一个小范围的这个色身当成我那当然你就会就不一样了，你会觉得他打我。假设你是一个大身体，那个是牙齿嘛，这个是舌头嘛，就是小心一点嘛，小心还是被咬到，那就什么再小心一点嘛。
So you, if you can extend this analogy of tongue, teeth and tongue, instead of taking this physical body, this small sect of the four elements, this.Small physical body as a self, you can take this entire environment that's around you as a larger self. So if you restrict yourself to this physical body, then if someone hits you, you're going to say, oh, he hit me, and you get angry. But if you take the larger environment, the whole thing as the self, then you won't get mad. It would just be like the teeth biting the tongue.And then what do? Oh, then you become extra careful. If it still happens, then you become even more careful. That's all. There's no need to get angry about things.
那就跟你，比如说你在想十年前啊，某某人啊，对你啊，怎么样啊，对不对？ 那就这个很容易了啊，十年前某某人就是你的什么，你的牙齿啊，那对你怎么样，就对你的舌头咬了啊，咬了好几次啊，但是你可能都不会想到你在想的时候就是牙齿跟舌头的关系，这个很明显嘛，我们想的时候是不是都是你的什么，你的想法，对不对？但是忘记了啊。
So you can apply this to, because I'm pretty sure most people will hang on to some memories and say, oh, 10 years ago, that person did that to me, and you still get angry over it. But you can treat it as, you know, that person is merely the teeth, and yourself back then it was just the tongue that got bitten. And isn't it very obvious when you are thinking about what happened, these are all phenomena of your mind, these are just your thought. So there's no sense of self and others.
其实我自己讲了十几年，我在想到某某人的时候，我是当牙齿还是当成仇人，忘记了。
Even though I've been lecturing and giving talks about this for over a decade, but sometimes when I think of so-and-so in the past did something bad to me, I still don't think of that person as the teeth only. I still see that person as an enemy.
我就说你常常讲，至少就是有什么，可能就是有一半的机会发现啊，那个是念头，不是他，对不对？可是完全没有的话，那你就是恨咯，对不对？
But if you keep mulling over it, and like me, I keep talking about it, at least there's still some fighting chance for me to eventually realize that that's merely a thought, it's not a real person. And instead of continuously hating that person.
所以就是说，照样是什么？要随，我们叫随顺世间法去分别啊，但是里面就是什么，就是从来就是没有人在里面，有没有心有啊。
So, that's why we say this, that we continue to go in accordance to the worldly convention to make distinctions of good and bad, but there's never a self in it. Is there still a mind? Yes, there is the mind.
也就是说他回到 到最后就是什么，你的心然后跟你所感知的现象，这两个而已，心跟相或是性跟相的关系而已，然后你心跟相是不一不二呢，还是相是在心外的，就是这样的差别。有能守的就是相是什么，是心外的，没有能守的时候，就是全部的相就是什么，就是性。那你相管它相是怎么好跟坏的。
So ultimately, it's just the relationship between your mind and phenomenon. Your mind and phenomenon. But is the mind and the phenomenon one or two? Are they divisible? When there's you're operating with a dualistic mind, then yes, there's the mind and the phenomenon. There are two things. There's phenomena are external, outside of the mind. But when you're able to put that aside and operating with a non-dualistic mind, then all phenomena is inside, part of the mind.
那我们任何时间都是这样子啊，就是你的心然后感知所有的种种的现象，那我们用佛法的名称可能就把它什么分为什么什么六路十二处十八界，如果用十八界就更容易懂，就是你任何时间点你就是可以感知到色声香味触，对不对？还有什么就是眼耳鼻舌身，另外还有什么就是眼识耳识鼻识，这个就是把它展开是十八识，就是八界，收回来你把它收回来叫做什么性跟什么相。
So it's just the mind and the phenomenon. That's it. But if we try to categorize it a little bit further and using Buddhist terms, then we can talk about the six faculties, or eventually we can even divide that into the 18 realms. And if we use the 18 realm taxonomy, then it's kind of easier to see that any given point of time, it doesn't depart from the 18 realms. There's the eyes that can see, there's a sight to be seen, and there's the eye consciousness. And then you multiply that by six of the nose, the ears, the consciousness, the tongue. So that's the 18 realm. But ultimately, in the core of it, it's still just the mind and the phenomenon.
那你假设你是把什么？假设你是性跟相是什么？是有能手的，也就是说你的心一直在动，一直在不同的这些六层里面动来动去的，你一定有能手的，那你就会把被感知的现象会当成是什么外在的，那甚至会把不是甚至的，大概会把感知的现象当成什么，当成是某某人某某事，忘记了这全部是你的心是什么，全部是你的心去什么去感知的。
So there's only the mind and the phenomenon. But when you're operating with a dualistic mind, then there's subject and object. That means your mind is constantly moving. And in that case, phenomenon gets separated from the mind, and you treat those as external phenomena. Not only do you treat that as an external phenomenon, you may probably, most likely, you're going to think that that phenomenon represents this person or that person. And you see that as external of your mind.
譬如说你说你看着某一个人的色相，那你这样说他害我好苦哦。好，你看那个色相是不是你看到的，那你讲话是不是你讲的，然后你觉得很苦是不是你感知到的，结果你说他害我好苦，对不对？到底哪个是他？有没有去化解？你说他害我好苦，到底哪个是他？是你的念那个念头是他，还是真的你在讲另外一个他？
So when you're looking at someone's physical body and then you said that person had done great wrong to me, had been really mean to me, and then you feel very sad or very bad about it. So now think about it. Is it you that's perceiving the physical body? Isn't that you that's saying that the person did something to me? Isn't that you that's having these bad feelings, feeling sad or angry about the phenomenon? So it's all you. So when you say he had done bad things to me, where is he? Who is he? Isn't this all inside your mind?
有人讲说他就是他，那请问这个他是谁讲的？你自己讲的嘛？啊，这个他是他吗？这是一个声音，啊，那一个你也搞不清楚，以为这个他就是他，是吧
？So when you say it's him, who is it? That's saying who is saying it's him? It's you that's saying it's him. And when you said him, it's your own voice saying.The word him, it's not really referring to that real person. It's all created by you.
也就是说楞严经叫到什么任物为己，就是把你所感知的一个现象当成自己。那这样子的话最有能手，又会把这一个能认知的或是所认知的当成我，当然我们这些什么这一个就变成事了，不会变成智慧了。
So in the Shirogama Sutra, it talks about mistakening objects as the self. So whatever that's being aware, perceived by the mind, you take that phenomenon as the self or as others. And from that point on, you're operating with a dualistic mind. And you're no longer going in accordance to wisdom. You have transformed that into consciousness.
所以从这一个就把它那么多的冥想，你把它拉到很简单的就是心跟相，那因为心能认知，那有认知就不叫无知啊，要说有知啊。
So there's all these different Buddhist terminology, and if you pare it down, it's ultimately just the mind and phenomenon. And so there's a mind that has ability to perceive. But to perceive, it's to know, and it's no. Once you have the dualistic setting, then you are no longer operating like there's nothing to know, to be known.
So you 有对象的知， 就变成是，那你的知就不出来了，那你只有是没有对象的知，那这时候慢慢的我们说八识才会转化为识知。
So when there's an object to be known, then you're operating with a dualistic mind, and you will no longer have the four wisdoms, and you will be operating with the eight consciousness. But it's only when you take away the dualist, not operating dualistically, there's no subject and object, then you will be in accordance to the principle of nothing is known, and you will be in accordance to the four wisdom.
那有人说这个观念懂，那实际上你在操作的时候还不是那么容易啊，因为你有一种是回光返照，可是回光返照的时候是不是也是能说？
So even now that you may have some understanding of this, the concept of dualistic mind, it's still not that easy to actually practice it in real life. And so some people said that you can do it by reflecting within.But when you reflect within, isn't there still a subject and object? There's something to be reflected upon.
你说我不要往外照，请问你讲说我不要往外照，这个是往内照还是往外照？
When you say that I don't want to reflect outwardly, I want to reflect inwardly, aren't you still reflecting on something? And are you really reflecting inward, or it's still some sort of external phenomenon that you're just talking about?
我们在实际上我们在实际操作的时候，其实心一直在什么，在每个当下都是重新在什么，你任何一个事件发生以后，当你说我要怎么样怎么样的时候，其实你等于是又重新什么另外一个什么一个操作的模式，那么。我们因为会一直会以为我前面发生的事项是还在的。
So, whatever happens in our daily life, the mind is constantly operating from a new point. It's a new thing. So the old thoughts has already been gone, they're gone already, but we forget that and we take whatever phenomenon or thoughts that had been that's gone, we take those as still existing and continue on that.
所以有些禅师就讲说你要什么如聋如哑哈，哑个十年这样子。
And so for some Chan masters, they said in order to practice, you have to practice as if you are deaf and as if you're mute.
但是日常生活当中，很难，所以你必须要什么，如聋如哑的跟人家互动啊。
But it's really hard to operate this way in real life. So it's like you have to interact with other people as if you are deaf and mute.
如果你如果就是什么，就看起来傻傻的啊，才会什么，我们说什么大智什么漏仪。
So sometimes you may have to appear to be dumb and to be very unintelligent. And so that's why there is a saying in Chinese that the greatest wisdom may appear like a simpleton.
因为这样的话你的那种就是那个看法就会跟一般人不一样啊。就是开悟者其实不一样的地方就是什么他的知见跟你不一样而已。
If you're able to practice that way, then gradually your perspective may shift. For someone who has been enlightened, the main difference of an enlightened person and us is that their understanding and the way they see things is different.
你认为你坐在这边，他们认为他不坐在这边，但是身体还是坐在这边。
So you may think that you are sitting here right now, but for someone who's enlightened, they don't feel they're sitting here, even though the physical body is indeed sitting here.
那这个是不是跟我们的看法就不一样了？
Well, isn't that a very different kind of notion than what we usually have?
因为在这边坐两个小时也没有化解，其实我没有坐在，也没有曾经动个念头，其实我没有坐在这边。
So you've been sitting here for 2 hours. In these 2 hours, have you ever given rise to the thought that actually I'm not sitting here? Have you even thought of it?
都没有动过, 那表示我这个三年五年都白讲了。
If that thought has never entered your mind in the past 2 hours, then that means that all my talk has meant nothing, has been wasted in the past 3-5 years.
所以我讲三年哈, 抵不过你无量劫的业力。
So even though I've been lecturing about this for 3 years, it's still no competition to all the karmic momentum that you've accumulated in your past eons.
所以这个就是他之间跟你不一样，如果你都可以想到说，诶，坐在这边不是我，那你以操作方法就不一样了。
And so it's an enlightened person has a different understanding and different ways of seeing things than us. So if you're able to see that it's not me that's sitting here, then you're already slowly getting there.
我们这边有一个小菩萨，他就说，他不知道他是谁，他说他的身体不是他。 那他的想法也不是他，人家现在才几岁，人家才十岁而已。那我们现在六七十岁了，还是觉得这是我。
There's a little kid that comes to the center that he says he's only 10, and he says this body is not me, and my thoughts are not me. So he's only 10, but us, we're sitting here, we're 50, 60, 70 already, and we still think that this body is me.
所以这些观念你听懂了以后，不能讲说啊那个懂了，要什么去转化你原先跟你我们说颠倒的之见啊。虽然这个颠倒的力量很强，但是什么总是要什么有一些新的种子要进去嘛。
So listening to these talks, you can't just say, "Oh, I understood it. I know it." You actually have to use what you understood to try to reverse the pattern, the momentum that has been going on for a very long time. Even though our past vexations and misunderstanding has been very strong and deep-rooted, but at least we need to start planting some new seed, shouldn't we?
这个你又弄进去以后，我们刚才讲的是什么平等性质？平等性质就是什么？你就记住这个什么可以实践的，什么没有想要做什么，没有不想要做什么，这可不可以实践？ 可不可以懂个听得懂啊，对不对？我实践30年了呢。
So, for instance, we've been talking about the wisdom of equanimity. You know, in plain language, it just means that there isn't anything that you try to do, you particularly like and try to reach for, and nor is there anything that you don't want to do. Isn't this easy to understand and easy to practice? Shouldn't you be able to practice it? I've been trying for 30 years already.
假设你能够这样子的话，那你就是有平等了，有你在了解，就是什么没有能守的观照，就是妙观察智，就是什么现象没有我，你看到所有现象都没有我，那这个什么，这个你的妄想起来里面也没有我。 那妄想起来有没有什么关系？妄想就变成一个什么，一个他们书讲叫什么智慧心、智慧的功能，就是变成心就是什么念头，就是什么，就是念头，念头就是什么，就是你要讲说你念头的内容就是我，你不会是我看到我的想法，我要怎么样不怎么样，那全部都是什么？全部都是我的心。
So once you're able to practice equanimity, then you move on to the wisdom of wondrous observing, which is to know that everything that you perceive is just phenomenon. There's no self attached in these phenomenon, and then you practice that way, and eventually you'll reach a stage where it's no longer me seeing the phenomenon. Instead, it becomes whatever phenomenon you see, the phenomenon is the mind. There's no separation between the two.
那如果是你这个平等心智跟妙观察智不断的去什么，用这种方式去什么 去修炼的话，那以后你这种录影的模式就会不一样。就第八识基本上是什么？就录影幻影。那我们现在就是有能手的录影幻影。当你就是什么，你心不住在任何地方的录影幻影是不太一样的。
And the phenomenon is the same as the mind, and actually all these phenomena are merely the wondrous functions of the mind itself. So if you are able to understand that, so you operate this way, knowing that phenomena are just phenomena as well as practicing with equanimity, then gradually you will start to record these incidents that's happening in your life differently than the way you have been recording in your past. In fact, the eighth consciousness, that's exactly what the eighth consciousness does, that it records and replay everything that's happening in our life. So you will then start recording and replaying things in a different mode than we have been doing in the past lives.
所以有一个禅师就好像是闲沙师辈啊，他也是看楞严经开悟的，他很喜欢用说，你有没有看到我？那这个就是看到就是什么，就是前五识的什么演示嘛，哈，你就是演示转为成所作知，他就问你有没有看到我？哎，大家都不敢回答。
So there is also a Chan master who got enlightened through reading, through studying Suragama Sutra. He often likes to ask people, do you see me?
你如果有回答，他就进一步追问，你怎么看到我？那你说没有的话，他说你瞎了眼睛了，我在这边没看到。
So he asks people, do you see me? It's a question that's related to the eye consciousness. But whenever he asks that, nobody dare to answer. And even if someone who braved an answer and saying, no, I don't see you, then he'll be like, what, are you blind?
也就是说他你一定看到的，可是我看到你，那这个这就是凡夫嘛，就是一般人的模，有能手的模式。可是他要的就是你什么，你这种能手的模式已经什么已经没有了以后，那这种你看到我是看到什么，他就这样问你。那假设你每个当下看到听到都是能够这个样子的吧，那你那个前五识才能够什么转化为什么成所作知。
So usually when people say yes I can see you, that's merely operating with the normal mode of a dualistic mind. But what he's trying to get at isWhen the dualistic mind has fallen away, when you say, yes, you see me, what is it that you are seeing? So if you're able to investigate that way, then gradually you arrive at the wisdom of cognition without restricted activity and also to be able to see things with equanimity.
如果能够懂这样就是生活什么，你就说生活就是禅，对不对？
If you're able to keep at it and keep investigating this way, then day in and day out, you have not departed from Zen, from Chan.
那也可以讲说什么？什么大龙常在定，无有不定时。大龙就是什么？就是佛。
And then you will gradually understand the phrase that the great dragon, which is the Buddha, the great dragon is always in the state of samadhi, and there isn't at any given moment that he's outside of samadhi.
总而言之就是你的心不住任何一个什么，不住任何一个现象。
And in closing, it just means that your mind is not.Does not dwell or abide or being attached to any one phenomenon. That's the way to practice.
然后他们讲说是超能手，然后不是眼耳手能知，不是透过眼睛耳朵所知道的。
And it's actually beyond the eyes and the ears to know the state that goes beyond the dualistic mind.
总而言之就是关键的还是能手。能不用能手的模式在运作，那不懂的话你就回到就是可以操作了什么，没有要做什么，没有要不做什么。
So the most pivotal key point is again keep thinking about the subject, the object, the dualistic mind. But if you're not able to quite understand it, then go back to the plain language. There isn't anything that you want to do, nor is there anything that you don't want to do.
好，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。